This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, hour number two, where you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Not only do the police and other government agencies have no obligation whatsoever to protect you or provide you with any service whatsoever, but they also apparently can invade your body through your rectum.
And yeah, that's nothing new. There was the fairly well-covered story out of, was it New Mexico, like 4 or 5 years ago, where there was someone, and I will try not to go into graphic details, who several times was given diuretics to cause him to void his bowels. They then several times did internal cavity searches. I believe at least two or three times with a colonoscopy scope.
So,
and they still never found anything.
No drugs. Yeah. See, that was the story I was remembering, and I couldn't remember how long ago we talked about that. So I was wondering if this new story, which is basically the same story, was the same story? No, it's a different story, because you're talking about somewhere else a few years back. This happened in late 2017. Story from Reason.com out of Syracuse, New York.
Before we get into that, the New Mexico man did wind up getting $1.6 million as a settlement for being anally violated multiple times.
Yes. And who paid for that, people?
The taxpayers.
Yeah.
I would say people like Sarah, but Sarah doesn't pay taxes.
Well, that's just one red light camera that you're not going to get, Sarah, because that money went elsewhere.
Well, one of the worst parts about these stories is they're done with the assistance of doctors in these hospitals. So it's not the cops that are shoving things in those places.
Right.
It's actual doctors who are doing them at the behest of the police.
And some of them have actually stepped up and said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to take this person's
Remember,
blood.
There was the nurse in Utah that wound up getting in trouble and, you know, like getting arrested.
She got arrested.
Assaulted. Thrown against the wall.
For not taking an unconscious man's blood.
Right. So, I've got the story coming up here, but you mentioned Sarah. She's actually on the line right now. Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to, I'm excited that, you know, in Scottsdale, Arizona, there's self-driving cars delivering groceries.
Oh, yeah, I actually had that story in my show prep. These are completely automated vehicles that apparently don't even have humans in them.
Well, I mean, they could deliver like groceries, like canned food, because it's not live people. You know, there's more liability if they're driving people around if something goes wrong.
Right.
So then you have to come out and get the groceries right away before the thieves steal it from the cars. Is that how?
All right. So, Ian, I'm not sure what source you have on this story.
AP.
I just pulled something up from the Chicago Tribune about this, where Kroger is testing delivery.
Yeah.
And it says that they're only doing deliveries during the test to a 1 mile radius around the supermarket.
Yeah,
That's correct.
We were just talking about the Amazon glitter bombs. You know, now we're moving into whole new territory where your food shipment arrives in front of your house, but you take five, you're in the shower, you take too long to get out to the car, and all the hoodlums in town run out there.
Homeless people are really happy.
They steal your groceries. So what do you do about that?
Well, you know, I bet you there's going to be some sort of code that you'll have to put in,
right,
you know, to unlock the thing and actually get your groceries that you're authorized to get.
The unmanned delivery vehicles will be followed by a shadow car driven by a person with the ability to stop or control it.
Well, for now. This is just
for the testing, right? Because that would not be... this is just like the self-driving taxi, or not taxi cabs, but buses, where they have a stupid driver behind the wheel. It's like, why...
They have to. It's part of the legal process. They have to, for some period of time, have a human behind the wheel so
sounded,
they can take the wheel.
It sounded to me like when we talk about that story that that driver, safety driver, is always going to be there. So it's like, why not just give them a bus
they're
going to
get rid of them at some point. Well, once they can convince the government, you know, Department of Transportation, pay them enough money, basically, to let this happen,
right?
It'll happen.
Yeah, and the story that I have here doesn't specify how they're going to know that the person grabbing the groceries is the person that was supposed to get the groceries.
That's if they haven't already put some sort of system in to prevent unauthorized
I didn't say there's not a system. Yeah, I said the story from the Tribune
doesn't
say.
I'm just saying, if they haven't put it in yet, it's going to come soon because it won't be long before somebody's complaining about lost groceries.
Right.
And it could even be the person buying the groceries claiming, oh, I never got them. Somebody took my groceries. I want my money back when they got their own groceries.
Right.
And there's probably going to be a camera on the thing. Go ahead.
But I mean, that's not like they're going to have cameras. I'm sure they're going to have code to access.
Cameras and codes. That's all they need. Yeah.
But thing
I misspoke. It does say, once the vehicle arrives, the customer will receive a code to punch into the
Ding.
Door.
Told you.
So Sarah, are you
one time passed
when the grocery delivery self-driving cars move in? Are you going to buy your groceries this way?
I'm capable of doing it, I mean, I would prefer that.
So if the self-driving car takes food stamps, then you'll use the self-driving car?
They have to have a smartphone. All I have is a dumb phone. You got to have computers and...
She's not going to do all that crap.
Kind of thing,
yeah.
You know?
But it is cool technology, Sarah, and I thank you for calling about it tonight. It's one of the examples where Sarah is, like, on the ball. I mean, she's got a good story. I have this story in show prep tonight. And
this is one of the few times where Sarah calls in about a story where it's not 90% BS.
Yes, that's a true statement.
You know, I have such a hard time understanding. I deliver so much bull crap. I deliver paper towels.
You work for the post office and doing package delivery.
Basically, I work for both Amazon and the post office, and I just deliver a lot of nonsense. It's like, dude, you people could have picked this up.
You said paper towels is like one of the biggest ones you do, right?
Dog food, paper towels, and, you know, yeah.
How much? I mean, I've never even looked into it. How much do you have to pay for
this month? I think I probably delivered like 30 Instapots.
What's
like,
that?
It's like a brand new, it's an electric pressure cooker. It's the new rave.
It's like a super fancy crock pot.
I'm surprised you don't have a brand new one in the kitchen there that you just bought.
Like I've seen people, Ian doesn't cook, but I've seen people say, you know, like, here's a recipe for an Instapot cheesecake. And I'm like, how does the Instapot make the crust and then put the cheesecake stuff in the crust?
I don't know.
Well, the thing is that I shop.
Sounds like a cauldron.
I don't just shop at one store. I go all over. I have different stores that I buy different items, and I go in there all the time. Well, I'm cheap, but I'm looking for deals. I mean, you have to go into the store, you know, often
to know what the prices are
and look for deals. And you buy ahead. I have a big old monster freezer, so I mean, if I see a good deal, I'm gonna fill that bad boy up.
Right.
And I just can't understand people who they live in this world where they don't look for deals. They don't care so much to go and there's actual joy going into the stores and you know look at I mean, how are you ever going to experience new ideas, new food ideas, if you don't go to the store and walk down an aisle? That
because
you
Amazon suggests things to me.
Yeah, I know. That's where we're going.
You bought
where we're going.
An 8-pack of Bounty Select-A-Size paper towels for $16.99 on Amazon Prime. You might be interested in Charmin. People also bought Charmin when they buy Bounty.
Wait a minute. How many rolls for $16.99?
An 8-count.
My God, that's nothing. I mean, that's nothing. They're paying twice as much to get this thing delivered, and then plus shipping likely on that, on top of that.
Well, it's free shipping on orders over whatever, or if you've got Amazon Prime.
How many times are people just getting just the one thing?
A lot of people have Amazon Prime. Okay. They get the free shipping.
Yeah, well, the question is, what is a Prime membership these days for a year?
What, $12 a month or something like that?
It's $12 a month.
Yeah, so $100 a year. I think they cut you at 2 months per year or something.
Yeah, I definitely have some customers who are making out like champs with their Prime membership. They order enough stuff that it works for them. I wouldn't order enough stuff in a year to make it work.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go to Walmart or something like that, the same pack of paper towels is probably way cheaper than $17. I mean, I don't recall what I paid most recently.
That is pretty expensive. For an eight count?
That's very expensive.
Yeah. But it's all about convenience.
Yeah, they're paying a premium for the convenience. Yep. Well, that's why convenience stores charge you more for the half gallon of milk. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar is trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So we were talking, and we're going to get into the awful cop story here in a moment, but we've detoured into this autonomous grocery delivery car story that apparently Kroger is experimenting with, one of the largest, apparently the largest grocery chain, according to the AP story about it, testing out an autonomous grocery delivery vehicle that is driverless. There's not even a driver that sits in the vehicle to kind of make sure everything goes okay. It's just a little buggy, basically, that goes from the store within a mile of the store at this point.
Yes.
That's the restriction.
But there is somebody driving behind in a shadow car that right. has the full ability to
stop
control
the
driverless car.
Yep. And that's what they're going to do while they're in their testing phase until it's finally approved by whatever likely Department of Transportation.
And looking at a picture, I don't know if the AP has a picture of this thing.
Yep. Little buggy looking thing.
Yeah, the Chicago Tribune's got a picture, and there's nowhere for a human to sit inside of
this.
This
is all groceries inside this thing.
Yes.
I wonder what they'll call it. They might call it buggy.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It looks like a little bug.
The Kroger car with the two Ks.
Kroger bug.
So, Conan, you said you couldn't understand the kind of person who doesn't want to go and, like...
They're calling it R1.
That's not very creative. But anyway, you said you couldn't understand the kind of person who doesn't want to go shop for the best deal, and that's what you do. You go to different stores, stores.
And it's not just getting deals. It's actually going and experiencing what else is available. You might see
by walking down an aisle.
You might see something that you have never tried before,
yep.
and it's on sale, and it's like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and try
that. Well, this is the same thing as the old video stores, right? The video rental stores, where
exactly.
you'd walk down the
exactly.
aisle, you'd see a video that you never would have otherwise spotted if it was an online thing.
And you got to get, and you got the 5-4 deal or whatever. It's like you got to get one more move. Oh, you know what? This thing looks interesting. They did some good cover art on this. This must be good.
See, Conan, we must be old because, like, we can understand this. So there's different levels. Stay in the grocery store example, though, for a moment. There's different levels of what you were talking about, right? So you will go to different stores because you know where you can get the best deals on certain things. You'll go to different stores maybe in one day, shop at different stores.
Usually I'll hit three. Every time I go shopping.
Right. So I never do that. I've never done that in my entire life. For me, it's like I don't mind going to the store and having the shopping experience. Like, I enjoy that.
Right.
Even though I'm not even a cook, like, I still
right.
like going down the aisles and seeing stuff and picking stuff out or whatever. That doesn't bother me at all. But I don't want to go spend a bunch of extra time. For me, time's worth something.
Right.
And so, yeah, you can get good deals if you spend enough time finding the right deals, knowing where to go, spending the time going to those places. But I'd rather just get it all done.
Well, and then there's the question of, all right, so you can save 75 cents by driving
across
to Target.
Town. Yeah.
Well, how much?
Yeah, if you're shopping at a grocery store at Target, you've already messed up.
True.
Well, I'm just pointing out that there are certain things that Target has that, say, the local grocery store charges an extra dollar for.
Right.
Is it really worth the time and the gas to then drive and deal with traffic?
If you're buying more than one item, it might be. You know, if you're buying $50 worth of...
Conan's going to, like, three or four different stores, how many things are you getting at each store?
Sometimes nothing. I've walked into a store, and I've gone right to their reduced section or mm-hmm. their meat section because I know that's what they specialize in, and realize, no good deal today, and I walk right back out. Ten minutes of my life gone. But sometimes I'll walk out of there with a whole cart of stuff that goes right into the freezer, and I'm hooked up, you know, for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're not buying, like, a week's worth of groceries at a time.
It depends.
It could be.
You buy 6 months worth of
deals.
It could be 3 days worth of food. It could be 6 months
depends
worth of food.
Depends on the prices. Depends on what's available. So I get what you're doing. I just, for me, it's not worth my time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not worth
but
my
you,
time.
But like you said, you don't cook either. So, I mean, if that's kind of
and I
key
think,
to this
yeah.
whole system.
I think the average person, they're only buying one, maybe 2 weeks worth of groceries at a time. Doesn't matter how good the deal is, they're not going to buy 6 months worth of meat.
Right. Even if I did cook, though, Conan, I'd still just go to one store. Just because to keep it simple.
Right.
I'm just going to get what I want. Unless there's something that's so outrageously priced and I just couldn't justify it, I'm just going to buy it.
And, right. And I know that there are certain things that I like from, say, Target, or certain things from Aldi, mm-hmm. and maybe, oh, Target didn't have the thing in stock. I know that Hannaford or someplace else does. If it's something that I really need or yeah. really want, then I will go to the other place. But otherwise, I'm not going to bounce between two or three different stores.
Or I'll go to Hannaford 1 week, shop there, and then the next time I'll go to Price Chopper and then get the thing that I wanted there. Right. I won't do it all on the same day. But then there's the next level of now one of the grocers here, Hannaford, has introduced where they'll pick the shop for you. They'll go and they'll, you can, yes, I'm going
to call it Hannaford to go. You order yeah. online. It's a $50 minimum.
Okay.
So you can't just say, like, I need a bag of spinach.
Yeah.
Nope. It's got to be $50 right. minimum. They,
sense.
You know, pull all the stuff, it. Bag it up. Yeah. And then you just, like, go in and pick it up at the customer service counter.
You probably already paid online would be my guess. Either that or you pay at the counter, one or the other.
I think you pay online.
I would guess you'd pay online because they wouldn't want somebody to order a bunch of stuff and then not pay
right.
when they got there.
Never.
And they've actually got...
I can try to wrap my head around that.
So let me... I've never done it either.
But I know people who would do it.
But I know why.
It's all about convenience.
Yeah, it's about the convenience. And I got to say, I think it's a cool service to offer somebody because some people don't like the experience of going into the grocery store. Think about the things that you don't like about it, right? Like, I enjoy it because I like shopping. Standing in line. That's one of the worst
standing
parts
in line,
it.
Somebody turning their buggy sideways, blocking the aisle that you need to get through.
Oh, I hate slow
jammed
people.
Lanes, right? Whether it be
yeah.
the buggies or the kids or the whatever it is you're trying to get through, you can't
oh,
get through.
Oh, you meet Jim Blow. Joe Blow, he wants to have a conversation with you now.
If you're in Keene, New Hampshire, you're going to do that.
And some people might be confused by the term buggy, shopping cart.
No. They call them carriage here in New Hampshire. Carriages.
We both called them buggies. But there are some people... Yeah, you did.
I called this a buggy.
Buggies,
but there are some people that get confused by the term.
By the way, this
buggy.
Is why you always wear your earbuds in both ears when you're in the store, so no one will stop you.
Well,
even if you're not listening or anything, just put your earbuds
or
in.
You go to the 24-hour store where there's almost nobody there. That's yeah. the best thing about the 24-hour
right.
store.
And they really should change their name to the 24-hour store.
Yeah. And they're a little more pricey, supposedly, on some things. But
right.
I like, the convenience of going there at 3 a.m. when there's no one in the aisles except for the stock guy.
Just the vampires you know? And the stock guys.
Yeah, that's no problem.
By the way, I did third shift for a good 2 years there.
Did you?
At Wally World.
Oh, Wally
and
World.
You would,
I'm at Price Chopper, the grocery store.
You would meet, it was a Wally World, but it was a super
Oh, you're talking about a super center. Okay.
So they did have a grocery section, and you would meet the strangest people.
Oh, the overnight
And they would be
customers.
They would be regulars, too. Mm-hmm. They would always show up at a specific time during the evening, and
yeah.
they just had their own backstories.
Yeah.
They're just very strange night people.
So I get why somebody would not want to go to the grocery store. And if you could just go in, go to this customer service counter, get all your groceries in one fell swoop and not have to spend half an hour walking up and down the aisles of the store and then waiting in line to check out, that's worth something.
Right.
It's worth whatever the fee is. And from what I understand, it's not that expensive. There's like, what, a $10 pick fee or something like that?
I don't know.
It's like a $50 minimum, but there's going to be a fee on top of that to perform the service. Because, they got to have an employee
right.
go out and...
Just like there's a fee for delivery.
And then you're not hunting around looking for something. You don't have to ask where something is. So I totally get it. There's more coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5555. 5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he would be withdrawing about 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria. Now, this was met with some resistance from Republicans, including Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
Our number one job is to defend America against people who want to attack us. If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand that they're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address at the Library of Congress on Wednesday. He had a special message for all those incoming members up on the Hill.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new faces around Congress next year. You know, I hear a lot of good things about this new fresh-faced guy from Utah. So here's my advice to members new and members old. But do your best to stay grounded.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell came out and said that interest rates should be going up by a quarter of a point. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Have you used one of these automated delivery systems? I mean, there's not that many of them out there yet, but they're coming.
They're growing.
Kroger Grocers is testing a driverless delivery vehicle for groceries. And we were just talking about kind of the different levels of interactions that people can have nowadays with grocery stores. You know, you can do the full-on super shopper, kind of what Conan does, going around checking the best deals, getting the best deals, going to different places all in the same day. Or like I do, I just go to one place and get everything. And then there's the new level of where you can do an order online. And Daryl, you were actually just looking at some of the details. We were speculating, yeah, and we were wrong about a couple things on the order online pickup at the store thing.
Yes.
Turns out the fee, at the very least at the Hannaford chain, which is it's part of a larger international company called Del Hayes. So there are different brands down in Florida. They opened up called Sweet Bay. Here they're called Hannaford. So there's different brands for different regions.
Right. So for the first order, the first time you use it, they waive the service fee.
Yep, first one's free.
Beyond that, a fee of $5 or less is charged depending on the amount of your order and your location.
That's cheap.
So you can use coupons. You pay when you get to the store.
That's a surprise.
And they load the things. So there's two options here. It says...
Depends on the store.
Not available in all locations. Right. As they load things into your car, mm-hmm, you pay.
So they
if they don't have the person loading in your car, you walk into like the customer service desk, And then you pay, and then you pick up your
They have a special counter in this one where you go. They got a bunch of freezers or whatever.
Yeah, place the order at least 4 hours before pickup, and then it's got the hours, and...
Bing, bang, boom. There you go.
Yeah, and I thought it was a $50 minimum because I had looked at this one time when it first rolled out. And it said
it did have a minimum when it first
$50 minimum, and now no minimum.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and I don't even know if they have competition in at least in this area. I don't know if any of the other stores are offering it. So I'm surprised they took away the minimum, given that there's no competition in the area.
Yeah.
And so now we're looking at the next level of this. Instead of you having to go and pick it up, Kroger just going to ship it to you in their little buggy thing.
Let me ask this: what is really the difference between placing an order for food delivery to your house?
Like a pizza, you mean?
Pizza, Chinese food, you name it.
Yep.
Or, I'll just get some groceries delivered to my house.
There's
what's
not a big
really
difference?
The difference?
You know what the next level is, don't you? You just push a button on your refrigerator, which is actually a food 3D printer, and it just prints out whatever you need. You need another jug of milk?
Well, yeah, that's like Star Trek or whatever, right? Yeah. The replicator.
Well, I mean, that's way too good. That's way next
no,
level.
They
hold on,
already
no,
have
fridges
no,
that
no,
you
no.
can order food from.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but
the next level isn't you telling the fridge what to print.
He knows.
Is the refrigerator knowing what you want to eat and making it for you.
Okay, so yeah, that's a little bit off into the future, but right now they do have.
Oh, yeah, you've got your Internet of Things refrigerators that know you have this much milk left.
Yeah, they know
and
somehow.
And then the refrigerator tells Alexa, order milk.
Order more milk.
Confirm.
Yeah. So now
and
all you got to do.
Apologies for anybody whose Alexa actually orders the milk.
Yeah, who knows what.
You should have an Alexa. Get rid of it.
So now all you
got. Okay, Google.
Now all you got to do is walk out to the car, this little buggy from Kroger, and you know, they're probably. That's one thing the car can't do is it can't carry the groceries into the house for you.
Not yet.
But give it time.
Look at some of these robotics. These dogs walking around it.
Look, if you're a delivery driver, your days are numbered because it's not just Kroger that's doing this. The last several times I've had a Domino's pizza on their box, it's a pretty busy box. They've always got like a lot of stuff to read on their box. It's a nice box. And on the box, there's a picture of a little car thingy that's an autonomous pizza delivery car. So Domino's is also testing this technology
here
as
in our
well.
Town.
Ooh, wait until Domino's has the autonomous pizza delivery car that also has an oven and a robot that makes the pizza while it's being delivered.
I thought I'd heard about this already. This is a real thing.
You think
thing.
It's here in Keene?
Not in Keene, but I mean
it's a real thing. They're testing it.
Yeah, a vehicle that makes pizzas.
Oh, that?
It drives around, delivers them, and makes them.
That is as fresh as it gets then, right?
Yes.
That's
still
amazing.
Still dripping.
That's amazing. So, hey, this is the future that we're living into.
Hopefully we get to it.
And it paves the road while it delivers the pizza.
the government's not going to like that.
Well,
Domino's is already paving roads, dude.
You didn't hear about that, did you?
I thought they were just patching holes.
Yeah, they're patching. They're fixing problems.
Okay, as long as they're just... Now, if they start taking away from public works...
They're dealing
that's
with
what
public
they're
works.
Already kind of doing.
What they're doing is Domino's has a website. You can go in, type in your zip code, and sort of nominate your area. And then if they select your area, they will then go to the city government. They're not doing it without permission, sadly. I wish they were, because that would have been awesome. But, you know, they're a corporation, so they're obedient. They go in to the city council or to the city manager, and they say, hey, you know, we're going to give you guys $5,000 in road repair. You know, we'll hire the contractors. Are you okay with it, basically? And so most of them apparently have been like, fine, sure, whatever. So they did.
Toyota and Pizza Hut are teaming up to make self-driving cars that could deliver pizza.
Wow. Too bad it's Pizza Hut.
And no, this is not the one that makes the pizza. Actually, it might.
I wonder who's doing that one. That's cool. It's a cool idea, and then, you know, I'm sure that's coming down the road, too. So, again, whether you are an Uber driver or you are a delivery driver for pizza or whatever, you know, your days are numbered.
Yes, but, I mean, you're just going to have to adapt.
You got to.
There's always going to be guys needed to fix these Kroger buggies or these
sure.
these self-driving pizza delivery cars. You're always gonna there's always gonna be need some someone on the other end who is able to fix any issues. But there's gonna be a lot less people needed.
And to some extent, there has been some backlash, and maybe this backlash is gonna go away as younger generations.
Oh, you mean like the boomers who are striking out against the self-checkouts?
That's what I was gonna mention.
There's one individual here in our town, and mm-hmm. every time I turn around, I follow this idiot just so I can see what he's up to.
Really?
And he is constantly, you need to boycott the self-checkout counters.
Really?
They are evil. They are taking no jobs. And I'm like,
but Bender Bending Rodriguez is fighting for 15.
I can't, I mean, that's the one reason.
So you've actually followed this person in real life and gone to a store and watched him complain about it?
I've never seen him in the store, but he posts stupid self-checkout.
You follow him online.
I follow him on the old Facebook. That you don't have anything to do with.
Yeah.
You got to watch some of these guys.
No, I don't have to.
Conan, the pizza car with the oven, it's a warming oven, not an actual cooking oven.
Boo.
Domino's rolled it out in 2015.
I saw a vehicle that was making pizzas. I'm still trying to find it.
The Domino DXP, Delivery Expert.
That's the thing I was
talking
about.
Was a modified Chevy Spark. Mm-hmm. Tricked out with a warming oven and space for 80 pizzas,
damn.
Sides, 2-liter bottles of soda, and dipping sauces.
Now, how do you do that one? So, like, it's one thing if you've got the grocery car where you have to punch in a code to get access to just your groceries.
This has a driver's seat. So there's a person that drives this car.
Okay, this is before than what they're doing now. Because now they actually, from what I understand, just looking at the box of pizza that they, will give you, they have an autonomous pizza delivery vehicle. So I'm curious as to how they do that. If that's got multiple pizzas in it for multiple different locations, do they have different boxes with different codes on, or, different compartments with different codes? I'm just curious as to how they're working that. This is something you're going to see more of. When I was in Texas...
I mean, look how the post office does it. They have different cubicles.
PO boxes.
And you'll have your key, you'll have an entry key, and you can only open the one cubicle that is your cubicle with your pizza in
that's
it.
Probably
well, there's even the thing, if you place an order, and I realize this is going to trigger Conan, an order on the Home Depot website for some items, and it's a small item, they put it in a little locker, you get a code sent to you via email, you go punch it in, and then your locker opens.
Why am I triggered? Because I didn't get to deliver it?
I had no idea they had
No, because you can place an order online and you hate that.
They have that here?
No, I don't.
Yes. Wow, I have no
idea. I buy stuff online all the time.
Yeah, there's more coming up here.
Stores.
In moments, 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to weigh in on this new technology that is changing the way a lot of people shop. I was in Texas for the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and a young lady who I'd known from a previous conference said that it was the first time in like a month she had left her house. Because she's using these new services where she can have like all her groceries.
Grubhub.
Yeah, Grubhub.
Instacart.
Right.
Oh, that's something else that Conan's going to hate.
This is horrible. You know what this is? You know what this is creating? The whole society of Morlocks.
What's that?
Those, the time machine, the guys that live underground. And they,
I've heard of them.
Then you had the Inyoi.
I never saw the movie.
Yeah, it's an interesting dystopia. And yeah, you got these people who live underground and they feed off of the I can't remember the name of the blonde Aryan types that live upstairs and they eat. They get fat and eat all day long and have sex, and then the Morlocks come out in the night and they eat one.
Wow.
It's very very dystopian.
So
this is kind of the same thing. You got people who's living in their apartments and are all shacked up, and
those would be the fat types, not the Morlocks. The people in the apartments.
The Morlocks are the ones who feed off of
the fat ones.
The fat ones, which will be the delivery guy.
Well, the delivery guy might get some exercise doing some delivery
and sunshine.
Yeah,
vitamin whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, she didn't have to order any food, or she didn't have to go and get any food. She never had to leave her apartment. And this is going to lead to even more insulation, right, between humans, because we've already got this kind of this phone society where people spend so much time on their devices, and now they don't even have to go and physically go to the grocery store to even have any of the most rudimentary encounter with, a cashier. You know, not only is it just automated checkout, but automated delivery, automated everything at this point.
And this person that you're talking about, they work from home.
Yes.
Where not everybody does that. So, you know, people are at least, you know, like leaving their house to go to work. They might not be interacting with anybody outside of work.
She doesn't work from home. She actually is an artist, but she didn't need to go out, I guess, for that month.
Right.
So she didn't. And I just thought that was interesting. It's like, wow, this is a different world that is
well, some,
changing.
Well, some people, you know, they don't, like I, for example, I force myself to do certain things to get out there and actually meet people and get some sunshine. Otherwise, I would do just this.
The same thing.
I would just stay indoors or stay on my property.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go anywhere. And I force myself. I do certain jobs that wake me up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I have to go out there and interact with people and to make a couple of bucks. Otherwise, that I would otherwise be making in other ways that don't require talking to people, at least you know, face to face. So I can understand this this person.
If you want to join the discussion, you're welcome to do so. What are some of the other developments that you're seeing in automation that's going to change the face of an industry? Of course, truckers are in jeopardy, I think, of being replaced at some point by robots. And, you know, I did mention the pushback.
They took my horse and buggy.
I did mention the pushback. There have been some companies that have reduced the self-checkouts and or eliminated them because I believe there's been enough pushback from some people to say they still wanted to have that human interaction. Even though it's the most basic of rudimentary interactions, you know, you never really get much of a deep conversation with the person who's checking your groceries out. You know, you can do...
And they're slow. They're so slow, and you only have a couple of
items. I frequently will help.
Have you ever been to Aldi? They check you out. They
stop. That's where I was going. Aldi's is the future. You know, their model, that's convenient.
That's where you do your own bagging, right?
You do your own bag. You take your own bags.
Yeah.
You do your own bagging.
You don't have to take your own bags.
They'll sell them to you.
Hold on. You don't even have to buy a bag.
I buy a box. There's a box.
Just take one of their boxes.
Leftover boxes.
You're actually helping them out, so that's a box you don't have to worry about.
They put the cardboard boxes in a big, giant metal container that they want people to take.
Put your groceries in them.
Yeah, and put your groceries in them. The problem is, Aldi's has been here how many years? 2 years at least?
Yeah.
And people still haven't figured that out. They're still buying bags, and I'm just looking, I'm just shaking my head. I got my box, you know, full of stuff. And I'm like, look, I kind of point to my box. It's like, look, there's a whole friggin' stack of them over there. Just go buy. You don't have to buy the 7 cent bag. Come on, man.
Ian, you were talking about the robots taking over factory jobs. You heard the story about the factory worker that was attacked by a robot.
I did not hear that story.
You mean the one that was all stabbed up with...
Sputnik News has the story of a 49-year-old Chinese man who was rushed to a hospital after a terrifying accident in Hunan province.
Oh, my God.
He was repeatedly pierced by 10-foot-long, half-inch metal spikes after a robotic arm fell on him, according to the People's Daily Online.
So it wasn't the Terminator that was like becoming sentient and deciding to overthrow the...
Of the rods sliced into his right shoulder and chest, while 4 others pierced other parts of his body. He was immediately rushed to a hospital, with doctors saying that one of the spikes missed an artery by 0.04 inches.
Wow.
Which is 0.1 centimeters for those on the metric system. It said that the accident occurred last Tuesday when he was working a night shift. Wu Panfing, an associate professor of hand microsurgery, said they were relatively big, so there was no means of fitting the patient into the x-ray machine, while the nails themselves could have caused interference with the x-rays. He was listed as stable, being in stable condition and able to move his right arm, although he will need treatment and physiotherapy to fully recover.
And of course, the next day, the technicians are opening up the BIOS of this machine and like trying to figure out what actually happened. And it's like, Batman was trying to change my protocols. must defend. And then, of course, that's where it's going.
We're not there yet. All right. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to do so. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The robot police have not come onto the scene yet, and as a result of that, we have human police.
Unless you consider drones to be a fixture of the new robot police.
Well, actually, there was a story out of India about a robot, a police robot that they've introduced there, so it is already becoming a thing. I don't have that story.
And it's not like a bomb sniffer robot or something. It's actually someone, a robot that patrols or...
I'll have to pull up the story, Conan.
Hold on. Robots... Did you say Russia? India. Okay. Because there was the story a couple days ago about a high-tech robot on display at some tech thing in Russia. Turned out it was just some guy in a suit.
Yes. total scam.
You're like, here is high-tech robot.
This is your moon landing phase two.
Some guy in a suit.
Whole thing is a scam.
The story here is from Hyderabad, which is where they have a police robot. The Indian city has been looking for different ways to merge police duties with robots in a convenient and meaningful manner. Dubai police officials introduced the first robot police officer in May of 2017. It's a very simplistic unit which accommodates very basic tasks. For Hyderabad, the goal was to take that idea to a new level. As such, their first smart policing robot is known as RoboCop. That name is aptly chosen, although it will undoubtedly draw parallels to the Hollywood movie franchise. The unit can move, recognize people, take complaints, detect bombs, and answer to queries. The robot has built-in cameras, GPS, sensors, and so forth. The exact trial period of the police robot remains unclear at this time. Although it will patrol the streets of Hyderabad, it is a bit unclear what the team hopes to achieve in doing so.
And you know, another thing it might do? It might run into a building with an active shooter and actually start protecting people.
I'm curious what
I love that they're calling it a smart police. That's great.
Well, what happens if somebody asks, RoboCop, am I free to go? Am I being detained?
RoboCop or the other machine? The bigger one. You have 30
this
seconds
one.
To comply.
This one's called RoboCop, is what they're calling it.
What? They can't do that.
They can't in
they
India.
They can do whatever they want
they're
to.
They're in India. Yeah. I just realized they can do whatever they want.
They might get a cease and desist from Warner Brothers or whatever
they're
movie theater
in
it
India.
Was.
They're probably, yeah, let's rub it in. We'll call them Smart Police and we'll call it RoboCop.
Is it Hyderabad or Hyderabad? I think they misspelled the city. I think it's Hyderabad. Hyderabad. You know, there's not a whole lot of information about this robot. I haven't even yet actually found a photograph of it. So, you know, those things are coming, though. I mean, it's just a matter of time. Let's go to Samantha in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Samantha.
Hi. Called to talk about the groceries and all that.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm in upstate New York, Rochester area, mm-hmm. and we have Instacart and all that stuff, but we just recently got, within the last few months, the Walmart grocery.
Meaning you got a Walmart with a grocery department, or what is Walmart grocery?
Walmart grocery itself is where you can order your groceries online, and then, which I know your co-host there will hate, but...
Stand by, Samantha. I want you to tell me more. Hang on. I want you to tell me more if you can. Okay. We'll bring you back in hour three. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.